Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
Going into the Hall of Fame, and I grew up playing on a concrete court. I did not have resources.
Yes, sir, Chris Bosh. Money in the corner.
I can't sugarcoat this whooping. It is what it is.
Chris Bosh.
You're gonna take your lumps, but if you keep going, you don't quit, you're gonna get better. And you're gonna get better, and you're gonna get better. Because you're gonna not only see why you're coming up short and get smarter and incorporate these things in your training to get better. You're gonna get stronger. You're gonna know that you gotta, yeah, weightlifting, a little different program. You gotta stay with it. You just have to get a little older and continue to work. You know, I always reflected on that. So anytime it got hard, especially in basketball, I just say, hey, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. And so, although simple, that definitely ended up being one of the best pieces of advice that I got in my career. Because it's about what we do. It's about how we handle the situation. It's not about what happens to us, because things are going to happen. How are you going to separate yourself from everybody else? And I always thought, anytime it got really incredibly hard, I would think about all the people quitting right now and how they're going to feel in a few years, that they're just going to say, man, what if I hadn't have given up? What if I would have kept going? Don't say what if. Please, 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 please don't have the what ifs down the road. You keep going now, and I'm telling you, you'll be in a better place than you would be if you quit. The aspirations, the dreams of what it takes, the commitment to hard work, but more importantly, how many lumps you've got to take. If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. You're going to get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, nobody, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting. That's when your survival skills have to kick in, and hopefully you've trained enough in your mental preparation and really believe enough in yourself to get up. And you know, if you want to be the best at something, you're going to find a way to push through those challenges and make sure you do what you need to do to be successful. For me, I knew that I was going to play basketball professionally, or at least I had a very, very good shot when I was 17 years old. That's when I knew all the way. Now, before that, that's all I ever did. It's a funny question. You say, when did you do basketball, or when did you know basketball was going to be it? I always knew it. You know, I always worked towards it. You know, the NBA was my goal from the jump. Every day, all day, but I just didn't do it with words. You know, I went and I went to go seek the information. If I heard Michael Jordan got 1,000 shots up, well, if he's doing it, I want to be like that one day. I need to get 1,000 shots up. I looked for any morsel of information that would help me in my journey. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that I worked as hard as they did. If I heard about how hard they worked, I wanted to do that same thing, you know, because it just made sense to me. If the pros are doing this, then this is what I am aspiring to do. I might not even be able to get up 1,000 shots because I have to go, or I have to go home, or I'm too tired. But you eventually work up your stamina. You have those goals that you want to reach. And this is just on the practice level. This isn't even playing games. This isn't doing anything attached to glory yet. We're just talking about love and dedication of being in the gym. You know, I just love being in the gym. And so I really started putting way more work in around 13, 14 years old. I became more serious about it. I had coaches who helped me. Like I told you before, they gave me those rides, pick me up, take me home, leave the gym open, give me the keys. They allowed me to achieve that work ethic by helping me out, because without that work ethic, greatness cannot be achieved. So you've got to really love what you're doing. You have to just go at it wholeheartedly. You got to put everything into it. You got to obsess over it. You know, that was pretty much what I did. And at 17, I started hitting those markers of saying, wow, my heroes did this same exact thing. Right here where they were as well, I've got a shot. And that was the day where it was really, really serious. Back when I was playing, my edge was my intensity. My edge was my focus and my commitment. You know, I put everything into the game. I prepared, I dreamt about it, I visualized it. I always prepared myself mentally for whatever is coming. And I felt that that was my edge. Just kind of like I was alluding to earlier, I read books. I felt that was an edge as well. You know, I've read these different books on mental toughness, and I'm gonna take nuggets from each one, and maybe it'll help, because I know I'm going into a tough situation and it's gonna be extremely hard, but I'm not gonna give up. And it doesn't even matter if the other side knows that about me. They're in trouble before they even lace it up. That's how I felt every single match. I didn't care who I was playing. And you know, it kind of spills over into this day. You know, it's all about work ethic. It's all about what you choose to do in life, what is important to you. What is that goal that you're gonna identify and go after and say, I'm gonna go after this thing wholeheartedly. It doesn't matter what other people say. This is what I feel, it's positive, I love it. The whole world disappears when I do it, and I'm gonna channel this thing so I can help myself, so I can help other people. And what I want to accomplish while I'm doing these things. You know, I think that's where I'm at now, but the passion, the purpose, you know, that never goes anywhere. Believing in yourself. You know, a lot of hard work and a lot of visualization. And I know that kind of sounds like very, very simple, but you know, I think Da Vinci said simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. I would try to practice those things over and over. Kobe and Jordan were my heroes. And that was one of the things, you know, if you watch basketball, you hear about how clutch people are. And it's not always making the last shot. You know, it's under pressure doing what you're supposed to do and coming out successful. So, you know, sometimes it would be a big rebound. Sometimes it would be an assist. Sometimes it would be defense. You know, sometimes it would be not making a fuss if coach subbed me out. You know, that could be clutch as well. But I always saw myself being successful. And in terms of shots, you know, anytime I hit a big shot, I mean, you know, everyone would be so surprised and just like, wow, I would be surprised if I didn't make it. You know, I put the work into this like every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. I see myself hitting those shots with no time on the clock, with a little time on the clock. And then I'll do it again and say, hey, what if we're down two? Then I'll do it again and say, what if we're down three? You know, it's a never-ending game. And anytime I was successful in those situations, I mean, you know, I would always let people know it's through dedication, through your hard work, and through mental preparation and visualization. If you do those things, if you can see yourself being successful in your mind, then it will appear in the physical reality if you're calm and collected when you get the opportunity. Or sometimes we get the opportunity and we rush it. You know, you have to have total just commitment and dedication, and just know, you have to have faith too, because you know, I've worked hard enough to be in this position. I'm gonna let my training kick in because I've been here before. You know, I thought about it. This is what it feels like. It's almost crazy because it's deja vu, you know? And that's how I tried to kind of, you know, approach those situations. So when I was able to be successful, It was a great thing. It's a regular day. It's a normal day. If I miss it, that's abnormal. That's how I felt. This is to actually help people, you know, because I'm paying it back. This is my memento to the game, because so many people throughout my process helped me. And I had a coach specifically tell me one time, I just want to see you do good. I don't want anything from you. I want to see what you can accomplish through hard work, through dedication, through commitment, through teamwork. And, you know, I just felt that through literature, this was such a great way to kind of give away those gems as well, because I've had so many books to help me. You know, that's where I felt that, man, wow, I've taken in so much from reading books. I think this will work, and I think this will be there for people who are looking for something and looking to be inspired and looking just for that 1% to help them get just a little better, you know, a little bit closer to your goal. That's what I'm hoping this will help people do.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.